Blackstone Publishing presents Dominion, the History of England from the Battle of Waterloo to Victoria's Diamond Jubilee, by Peter Ackroyd. This book is read by Derek Perkins. 1. Malign Spirits. At the end of Vanity Fair, 1848, William Makepeace Thackeray closes his novel of the mid-19th century with a relevant homily. Ah, vanitas vanitatum. Which of us is happy in this world? Which of us has his desire, or, having it, is satisfied? Come, children, let us shut up the box and the puppets, for our play is played out. Now the time has come to open the box once more, to dust down the puppets and set them on their feet. These are not the characters of the novel, however, but the characters of the Victorian world who surround it, animate it, and give it its characteristic flavour of cunning, greed, and good spirits. The previous volume of this sequence ended with a universal peace and the removal of Napoleon Bonaparte from the stage, but the pleasures of peace were never more fleeting. More than 20 years had passed since the first coalition of 1793, in which the demands of the army and the navy, the requirements of the men and the importunities of the Allies had kept the farmers, the industrialists, and the merchants busily engaged in the serious business of making money. For corn and cotton, for wheat and weapons, the demand had seemed limitless. But it was not so. The Annual Register of 1815 noted that the signs of national glory had been altogether removed by the evidence of general depression. Yet Wellington was still the national hero.